Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That must be interesting, first dates and the body language.
It's very interesting. Yeah, I've been watching a few of the TV programs at the moment around dating, and it's really interesting. I mean, it shows up really early whether people are going to get on or not. And also just you can see where the problems are starting to come up through their body language.
So, for example, what do you look for?
Well, you know, how people are positioned with each other, where their feet are, is a really good indication. If their feet are facing towards each other, they're definitely into each other. You really got to think about sort of where the head is, where the shoulders are, belly button and feet. And if they're all in alignment towards you, they're interested in you. If there's one of those slightly out, you've sort of like missed the mark, or they've got their attention somewhere else. So when you're dating, it's actually quite useful to know these things.
Oh, so Jason, when I start giving you the shoulder on the side and I'm starting to face away, we've got problems, all right?
5 to 6 every morning.
When the swivel chair starts to turn to the left.
That's right. So how can you tell if someone's lying then in those sort of situations?
Oh, there's no one indicator, you know, and if anybody says they are, then, you know, really, that's not. Lying comes in many different forms. So you can look at the eyes. You know, often people say when eyes are blinking a lot.
Right.
But also when people are just staring at you, they'll often tell you a lie and then look straight back at you and stare at you.
Trying to sell the lie.
Yeah, trying to sell the lie and check whether you've actually sussed them out.